Anyhow, the title of the message today, Not Lost or Forgotten. Has anyone ever lost anything? I know I pray that I have patience, and God does give it to me. But man, when I lose something, oh, it's like it builds. I know where it's here. After the 10th or 15th time when you know you don't find it, you just get, so angry. Losing something is not something any of us would want to do. Well, it's like you wish you could put a GPS on your items. So when they, especially tools, you put it away and you're on that project. If you didn't put it back where it was supposed to go, there goes a half an hour of your life searching for it again. But GPS is pretty cool. My son traveled to San Antonio yesterday. He woke me up at 3:55 a.m. and at 4:10 a.m. I dropped him off at the school. And then he went to San Antonio without incident and had a great time, and then he came back. I just sat down to eat with Mr. Mendez when I get the message. He's here. I was like, well, I'm not leaving this restaurant. So I pleaded with everyone to come pick him up and take him to the restaurant. Someone felt sorry for me, and they did. But anyhow, I had a GPS on him. I had a little tracker, and I tracked all his movements, where he was at. I'm like, oh, he's at Whataburger. That'll be 1 hour. And then because he has a watch, a little gizmo watch. So he's not going to get lost as long as he wears his watch. I'll track him. But if I could ask you to turn to Acts 2, verse 41. Acts 2, verse 41. Acts 2, verse 41. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were saved, were added to him. Does anyone know who those people were? They're not recorded. We don't know. But the question is, were they forgotten? Were they lost? Absolutely not. If you could turn over to John 6, verse 35. John 6, verse 35. This is one of the scriptures that I read for encouragement because I know that I am a child of God and I know God is working with me. Therefore, if he is, which he is, then John 6, verse 35. And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will but the will of him who has sent me." So he hasn't lost any. He hasn't lost any of them, any of us. Everyone that Jesus has been given by the Father, he has them still. Jesus Christ has a tracking device on us, so to speak, and that's the Holy Spirit, which that's what tomorrow represents, the receiving of the Holy Spirit. But we are seen. Where we go, we are known by God, which brings the point back where I grew up. There was a saying, you never go to East St. Louis. You get shot, period. I mean, it's the murder capital of the United States. So you just don't go there, even though it cuts 15 minutes off your commute. So, in theory, would you go there? Of course not. So one of the analogies that popped into my head, would you allow your mind to go into a place that you know you're not allowed to go? Examples would be movies. entertainment. Some are okay, some are just absolutely horrid, which we all haven't seen those movies, but they're sure touted. So you wouldn't allow your mind to go there. Now, I won't ask you to turn there, but Luke 15, verse 1, it's the parable of the lost sheep. You can see how the analogy plays out. The joy that the shepherd has when one of his sheep that were lost has been found. And actually, it goes beyond that. The shepherd leaves the others behind just to go search for that one lost sheep. That's how precious we are to God. Now, I was talking to Mr. Mendez last night, and I told him that I changed this message about 10 times because many things in my life have changed for the better. So I'm not even standing here. I'm actually just floating. I have so much happiness and joy in my life right now. And it is not because of me, obviously. It's because God is working with us. And if you pray to God, be very specific. He will very specifically answer your prayer. And I'm telling you, I ask God for something so specific, and it's to a T. And I just have chills. So I know that I am not lost as long as I follow the manual, the instruction that has been given to me. We know that God is watching us, and he's there for us. He's bringing us here today, which, as you can see, we are a handful. We are not the majority. So that gives me an extreme amount of joy, and it should you as well. We are special to God. So Jesus Christ, in conclusion, Jesus Christ has not lost any that God has given him. Now, we, as I mentioned, are the ones that were given to Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit in us, and it is a constant communication. It is in constant communication with God. The Holy Spirit matches perfectly with God the Father and Jesus Christ. We must follow the beacon. Jesus Christ has that beacon in us. That same beacon has led us here today. It has led us to worship God tomorrow, which is the day of Pentecost. So, brethren, we are not lost, and we are certainly not forgotten.